that we'll speak about today, hopefully Kedusha Bia, the three different tracks, three different ways to do Kedusha. It's coming from the Mishnah Kedusha on that base. And now, if Aisha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim B'Kona B'Atma B'Shnei Drachim, Niknes B'Kesef B'Shtar U'Bia. Then the Gemara continues, the Mishnah rather continues to talk about Kesef, how much kasset, beshama, betel, which is the fascinating machlokas, and not for us right now. Maybe one day we'll talk about it. And then it goes to talk about the prutar and the establishment prutar. The Mishnah continues with the Yavama and how women's konet atzma. If you had to give the Mishnah a title, it's worthwhile to think about as well. What is the title of this Mishnah? It's not marriage, because the Suin's left out, and things like Yavama and Misas Habala are in it. Alpi Pashtas is the Mishnah about Kinyani. And that's why the Mishnah in Ha'isha nicknames, well, the second verse is Ha'isha Makavish, the two dimensions. The Gemara that base talks about the Kedushin are the Kinyan element and the Kedushin element. These are the first two dimensions. What we think about, but we'll talk about Bia for a second. Before we even get into anything about it, there's an interesting Havmi that Yerushalmi has. We'll take a look in the Bible and say, Yerushalmi has an interesting Havmi. Yerushalmi thinks, maybe in order to trigger a marriage, to create Halos Kedushin, in order to have Kedushin, you need all three, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Kesef alone is only one third of the way there, Shtar alone is one third of the way there, Bia alone is one third of the way. You need all three, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. That's the Yerushalmi's Havamina. The Yerushalmi says, no, at the end of the day, that's incorrect, that's not true. Limaskana, any one of the three mechanisms is suffice, either Kesef or Shtar or Bia, you don't need to be involved in all three. That's what the Yerushalmi says. The question we're going to ask is what question? What's the Torah behind the Havamina? And that's half the question. The other half is what's the Maskana? What gets rejected? Why in the Havamina would one think that Kesef, Shtar, and Bia are all needed? And why in Maskana is that not true? No, what's the Torah for the Havamina? Why would you need all three? Why would anyone need all three of them? Correct. Seemingly, the Havamina is based upon the fact that each of the three Drachim, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, have different elements to it, they have different qualities. They're not three parallel tracks, but rather, the three independent tracks. If they'd be three parallel tracks, it'd be very difficult to argue why you need to do something three times, just in different ways. Much more likely, explains Josh Michael, and for that matter, goes back to the Tracy Shearman, this role of listening, who lived here in Yerushalayim a few years ago, he's a big shear of the block in the Ramban, not the Ramban Shul, Ramban, the Rose Ramban. But Gusman here has a wonderful thing called the Tracy Shearman. He explains, you see if in the Havamina of the Yerushalmi, two things. Number one is that the three different elements of, the three different elements to Kedusha, the three different dimensions. One of them Kesef captures, one of them Shtar captures, one of them Bia captures, but it's not the same thing repetitive. There's a whole huge 20-30 page essay bringing riots back and forth to show that they're different. One of them is this Yerushalmi. The second assumption is not only are they different, but they're all needed. Exactly. One cannot do just Kesef alone and not do Bia. One needs to do Kesef and Bia and Shtar. You can do all three. That's the Havamina of the Yerushalmi. The question obviously is which of those two assumptions in the Havamina gets rejected? Do we say that Lamaskana, because you can do any one of these three, does it reject the major concept, the major yisod, that all three Kesef, Shtar, Bia are actually parallel tracks, because and therefore any one of them is suffice? Kesef is the same as Shtar, is the same as Bia, they're all one of the same. There are three different ways of doing the exact same path. Lead to the exact same end. All three of them are parallel tracks, are the same in nature, or alternatively, one could suggest that the concept of the Yerushalmi did not get rejected, just the application of it, just the extremity of it, but fundamentally, the Maskana does not reject all of the Havamina. Or in other words, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia are in fact different tracks. They're not synonymous to each other, each one has their own dimensions, their own elements, their own aspects to them. Yet, nonetheless, any one of the three apparently is enough. either cause, once you tap into the concept of Kiddushin, it's this Pashetesh, it carries throughout all the different elements, or something along those things, that nature. But the difference in Hadamon and Maskan is significant, because do we, at the end of the day, do we believe that the three parallel tracks are three different tracks? Again, the Havim clearly assume that there are different tracks. The question is, does the Maskana believe the three parallel tracks, or does the Maskana believe the three different tracks, of which only one is sufficed, and you don't necessarily need all three? So Rav Grossman thinks it's the latter, and that's basically a theory for his entire essay. He has 30 pages over there, bringing right how Kesef is different, and how Shtar is different, and how Vi is different. Rav Grossman, Israel Grossman, from Tracy Shiur, the great sacred, one of the powerhouse Achronim, who just doesn't get enough attention. People don't recognize his godless before. He's a super genius and tremendous Bikias. He really paid, if you look at his farm, they're even ahead of their time. Most of the other Achronim in his generation are super, and he's like super suits, and he's super duper. He's got this thicker and more, and he is unbelievable. Not that he's greater than the other Achronim, he's safer, it's just so much. To me, it's just richer, just so much more. I love him, he's fantastic. In any event, he says that all three are independently different one from another. He brings Raya, how Kesef is different, how Shtar is different, how Vi is different, each have their own nature. The truth is, if you look at the Mishnah, you already begin to see it a little bit. Take a look at Rashi. Let's take a look at Rashi on the Mishnah. We'll read through the first four Rashis, even though the fourth one is really what I want to focus in upon. Haisha is nicknames Labala. So, right away, once you point that one on this Rashi, what's the happening? Did I think she was nicknamed as? Like an Eved, as a cow, or something like that. Again, the Maskana, no, this is referring to a Bala. But again, one could have had that happening, but the word is nicknamed. And I guess it's a larger overall question of what is the relationship between Kiddushin to Kinyani? We pointed that already a little bit earlier on. We mentioned the Lashon of nicknames versus Ish Makadish, the Mishnah of here, the Mishnah of Emalek. Again, you see that already the first mission, the first Rashi is alluding to that here a little bit, not so much our topic, but worthwhile to know. The Shalosh Drachim in the Farsh Ma'azim, the High Shalosh Lash in the Keva, the Gemara's Brian Maitan Lash in the Keva. Okay, we're not going to get to that Gemara part today. The Konet, that's Mavish Nedrachim, Garcina, I'm not sure if the other gears are what it was, but worthwhile to know that there were two gears, and then you have two gears, you should ask, are they just technical, textual things, or are they fundamental? But again, we're not going to touch upon that either. The Konet, that's Ma. Says Rashi, the Yodim, which you saw, he not say Lachir. Probably want to talk about in that Rashi. Oh, but I'm going to focus on the Kesef of Mishnah. And already for the different Maskel, there's something interesting to note, which is you either talk about Kesef or talk about Shtar, but don't put the two of them together unless you're going to put together Via along with it as well. Rashi seems already for the different Maskel to isolate Via from Kesef and Shtar. This Rashi that he's talking about is Kesef and Shtar. Why does he not mention Via? I don't know, it's just extremely noteworthy. It's also noteworthy to note, if you look at the Rif, even though I'm in the back of the Rif, there's a little Rashi there. So there, Rashi actually had, he spoke about this on the Bechina or no? Okay. In any event, Rashi on the Dapei Harif has two different Divrei Hamaskel. One is Kesef and one is Shtar. Which, I don't know if that's just by chance, did the editor do that later on, did Rashi change his mind? I'm not sure. There are also other differences between Rashi here and Rashi on the Harif, much more famous ones about whether Shtar is in a mirror, but we'll leave that aside for a second. Take a look at Rashi. The Kesef of Shtar, the Farish Gebraisa, you see from the Braisa, big Gemara, that the Gemara quotes, No say law Kesef o Shava Kesef, but Omrlar Hayam is Kadeshously. That's it. In other words, in order to do test of Kedushin, you need to give her the get, you need to give her the Kesef, and say how you have to do that. Like, why does Rashi mention this? By the way, what's Rashi adding already? Amira. In other words, if you looked at the Mishnah just said you can do one of three things, Kesef, Shtar, Via. The Mishnah never mentioned Amira. Rashi points out that it's done. Did the Mishnah not mention it for technical reasons or fundamental reasons? It's worthwhile to note. If you look at the Tosefta does have to mention, at least by Kesef and Shtar, we'll get back to that later. But the Mishnah doesn't mention Amira over here, so Rashi says, yeah, he's just filling in the blank. I don't think it's a fundamental point from Rashi, but from the Mishnah, maybe. In any event, Rashi says, No sin love Kesef, Shtar, Kasab la shtar al hanir, afa fi shema shavut, how do you have to do that? Shtar, what do you have to do as well? You have to write on the paper how you have the Kodeshus Li. It's interesting that you don't have to say how you have the Kodeshus Li. Rashi on the Rif later on actually says you do, and that's a worthwhile topic of discussion, maybe for some other point in time, but not for right now. And there is an interesting, another point to note in Rashi, which is that the Hava needed, that Shtar would have needed what? Shtar itself needs a Shavapruta. Rashi says, Shtar Kasav La Al Hanir, in quotation, or in maybe brackets rather, parentheses, Aval Pishain Shavapruta, end of parentheses, you say, you write on it, Hariyam and Kudeshus. In other versions, you write on it, and what is the it? A shtar that doesn't need a Shavapruta. I mean, what do you write on it? Hariyam and Kudeshus. And the question is, why would I have thought that a shtar needs a Shavapruta? What's the answer? Somehow it has to do with, I don't know, Kesef maybe? It's an interesting habit. Exactly what the habit of one gets rejected. Is Shtar a form of Kesef? Kamash Kulon, it's not? Okay, in any event, you get the impression that it's interesting. At least it's interesting over here. Maybe even so far as to go that Shtar may be more opinion oriented and more Kesef oriented. I'm not sure exactly. And Rashi says over here, Bia, Ba'alah, Ba'amr, Hiskach, Shli, the Bia Zu. Mufuli Yot, the Krah, the time of the Mishaman, the first, the Gemara, adopted out. What does Rashi say? You need to do an Amira by Kesef. You could write it on the shtar by shtar, and by bia, what do you need? Amira. But what's interesting about that amira? The different amira. Kesef, you say, hi, I'm a kudash, you say. Kesef, you. Shtar, you write on the shtar, hi, I'm a kudash. What do you say, by bia? Is kachi li, the bia zim. Now, what question should one ask? Yeah, why? What's the difference? And one may minimize the question and answer it technically by saying there's no real difference. Rashi, you know, just said, Hariyam and Kodesh, the Kesef, Hariyam and Shtar. You can even say, Hariyam and Kodesh, would be as new, and maybe the Kedusha would be Chal Taka. But I just think it's no, and again, it could be Rashi just pointed out for, I don't know, semantics or signomi, they call it in Hebrew. I don't know, for technical, linguistic reasons, but nothing fundamental, or maybe one can argue that. Again, Bia may be different from the other two mechanisms of Kiddush. Bia is not just a repetition of Shtar and Kesef. Maybe Bia is fundamentally different. And again, in the different Hamaskel, you get hinted towards, as well as from the different Lashon. Now, the different Lashon, again, maybe it's technical. It may not even be true. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam doesn't, when he mentions Bia in Perek Kibbutz HaFazishas, he doesn't say his casual of Bia. He says, Hariyam and Kodesh is late. The Bia, something along that nature, I forgot the exact Lashon, I'm looking up in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't change the Lashon of Bia. The Rambam writes in Hilchos, Yishuv, Perek Gimel, Halacha Hay, in Kiddush Bia, Amr lo Hariyam et Kodeshes li, o Hariyam u Rez li, o Hariyam u Yishuv. The Bia Zuv, the Chol Keotim, is that the exact same Lashon. It exists by Kesef, it exists by Bia as well, says the Rambam. Is that a technical machlokas or fundamental machlokas? That's a good question. Maybe it's machlokas of Rambam and Rashi as to whether Bia is fundamentally different or not. Maybe not. Just a few more proofs textually that Bia may be different. We'll have to define the difference and see how Lachik Nachmanides. That will be the next part of this year. Just a few more technical textual points. Two quick ones. The Gemara actually wants to know, why do we use the word nicknames over here on Daf Beis, I'm an Aleph, and on Daf Mem Aleph, in the beginning of the second parish, we changed the language from nicknames to Ha'ish Makadish. Anyone remember the Gemara's answer? Those are a bunch of words. I just didn't hear an answer. I couldn't make sense of that. The Gemara says, I'll remind you. The Gemara says that we want to use the word nicknames because Kesef is a Kenyan, Kicha Mistei Ephron. Right? In other words, if you look at the Gemara, it's Mamash on the first page over here. If you look at the end of the Gemara, Ha'ish nicknames, Ma'ishna Ha'acha Nikdan, Tani Ha'ish nicknames, Ma'ishna Tani Ha'ish Makadish. You should become by the Mistei Kesef, the Kesef mean Ole Gamma Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron, Vacha. And now some decide to get rid of any or another concept, but the point is that Kesef is a real Kenyan. Now, by the way, if we talk about the difference of Kesef, so Kesef may be the only Kenyan, and that's why the Mishnah uses it. But one may ask, exactly on this Gemara, Kesef is used because it has a connotation, I'm sorry, the word nicknames is used because it has a connotation of kinyan. It is the word kinyan, and kesef is a kinyan. Well, what? There are three ways to do kiddushin. You know a question you could ask? What about the other two? Moses himself asked that question. Take a look at Tosfos Divrei Maaseh Mishum. Days of an Aleph, Mishum the Gabar the Mistake Kesef. Yeah. Why do we use the word nicknames? Because we want to write Kesef. And they work well together. Hakalo Shayach LeMifra Matana Tarti Atukada. Don't ask the following question. Don't ask. Wait up. Kesef is only one. Shtar and Bia are not. So maybe you'll ask, Tarti Atukada, you're going to take the minority. Kesef is the kingdom. And the majority, Bia and Shtar, which are not, don't have the connotation of nicknames. Why would you do that? Don't ask that question, said Tosfos. The Gemara actually asked later on by Bia. Because the Baruch will come on the Lashon Kinyan. Why not? Like Gemara asked later on. Why? Because the Lashon Kinyan, Nami B'Shtar Bia. Because one can say what? The Lashon of Kinyan is applicable not just for Kesef, but also for Shtar and Bia. V'lo haya tamua al Lashon Kinyan. Okay, leave that technical point out for one side. That's the second. Inami, what's Tosfos the second parrot? Bishtarnami Ashkech and Lashon Kinyan. This is the back of the Sefer HaMacha. What's the first parrot? Kesef is the only Kinyan. What else is the Kinyan? Shtar and Bia. What's the second parrot? Only Shtar. What's the difference between the two terutzim, whether or not Bia is a Kinyan? And again, one already again begins to see a little further, not just that Kesef is a Kenyan and maybe Shtar is a Kenyan, but is Bia a Kenyan or not? That's the 2 days of Tosfos over here. Is Bia the same as the first two? Is it a Kenyan or is it maybe something new? Is Bia different? And if it's different, what is it? But already begin to see from Tosfos, it's not just different, but it's the first two are Kenyanim, and this one is not, if I'm not mistaken.
But the same Rahim spells it out as well like that.
And the truth is, one more little textual riot to this from a Gemara on Daf Hey, then we'll begin to discuss the conceptual difference based upon the halachas, not just based upon the words. Tosfos, interestingly enough, maybe the next step in developing it. The Gemara on Daf Hey, Kedusha, I didn't wrote a copy of this, eventually. The Gemara wants to know that just like we have a special hekesh from a Yotza Baisa. Who knows the Hekesh Biyadza Baisa, connects the halachas of Kiddushin to Gidin. And therefore we know that Ashtar, which is used for Yerushin, we call it a Get. Ashtar Gidin, a Get, is used for Yerushin, so it's used for Kiddushin. So the Gemara asks, well, if that Hekesh Biyadza Baisa is true, so apparently Kesef should also be a way to be Motzi Nisha. Why should you need it yet? Let her pay her way out. She gives the Baal money. Maybe the Baal gives her money. I don't even know. Probably she gives the Baal money. She should also be able to buy her freedom. Why is that the get that allows her to be Migureshes? Why not Kesef? After all, there's a connection. There's a Hekesh from the Yad of High School. That works for Gershon, works for Kedushin. That's the source that Shtar works for Kedushin. So why not say? Or let it say, it's a two-way street. Back and forth, they go just like Shtar works for Kedushin, it works for Gerushin. So the Kesef works for Kedushin, it works for Gerushin as well. The Gemara there answers, no, you can't have one halachic entity that creates a marriage and that ends a marriage. You can't both create and end a marriage. You can only do one thing. Well, the Gemara asks, and that's the reason why Kesef can't be Megarish. Because you can't do two things. So you can ask one question, what about Shtar? Doesn't Shtar do both things? The Gemara says, yeah, the way I understand the Gemara says, Shtar is different because it has different words on it. The words on it show difference of, are significant enough of a difference. Maybe there's a difference in nature of the chetza, the nature of the object, maybe they explain what's going on. I don't know exactly how it's solved the problem. I don't fully understand it. I'll spend a little more time thinking about it some other time. But Shtar can work as a two-way street. It can be Machnis and Motzi. And Isha, but Kesef can. Why not? Because Kesef has the same surah on it. Kesef has the same, nothing changes about it. It's the exact same Abraham Lincoln on the penny. You know, et cetera. Whatever the details are. Who's on the Canadian penny? Yeah. Who's on the Canadian nickel?
around the Canadian.
The Queen.
Queen. She's done everything, maybe, no?
Yeah.
The guy that she's done everything. Maybe Mela, you forget, he's done dying for the nickel, no?
I can't.
The Queen, Elizabeth, done everything correct. So at the end of the day, she wants to call. You know, if there's one person on every coin, so we can't go both. Okay, I understand that. It's worthwhile to think about that for right now. Tosfos asks a great question. Why did the Gemara only suggest that maybe Kesef could work to be Motzi and Isha, just like it's Machmas and Isha? The Gemara never, ever, ever entertained the possibility that what would work to be Motzi and Isha? The Gemara never thought that Gia would be able to divorce a woman. No one thought you could, you know, sleep with her on the road. You know, why not? So Tosfos says, that's unheard of. No one ever would have had such a habit. Tosfos writes, that that hell, did you find it? Right. Tosfos says, the ain't svar lomer car. Right, it comes like this, and hand it out to the master Mahava. Mahaviya be Kassaf, Afiyatiya be Kassaf. Just like you can marry him with Kassaf, just like you can divorce him with Kassaf. Maybe they should suggest that. And the Gemara said, no, it's a good point to that. Well, the Indian be a Lechlamem or Mahaviya be Afiyatiya be a, no one ever thought that. Why? Shalis Rachiki Menuhu Megarsha. Because when you're being Megarsha, you're being Misrachik from him. And Bia apparently is not an action that's Misrachik, it's an action that's second of all, it's inappropriate. If you're divorcing her, it's not the most appropriate to act actively. But the first character in Tosfos, or the first part of Tosfos maybe, is that Bia is not an act that is Megarish, doesn't separate. If that's the case, maybe one could argue, why does Bia work? It's not a kinyan like Kesef and Shtar. It's not being kona her, it's not acquiring her, rather what is it? It's an act of ishus, it's a yitzirus ishus. You're creating ishus when you sleep with this woman. And therefore, Tosfos creating ishus, marriage, you're creating ishus. Kesef and shtar, you do a kinyan, and therefore mamela of ishus exists. However, bia is an act that creates the ishus itself. Mamela, you're just creating the chalos ishus. And therefore, when it comes to divorce, no one would even have entertained the possibility ever that you could divorce a woman with Bia. There's no such happening. And therefore, maybe one can argue there's a real good Hakira over here. Kesef and Shtar, let's argue in the meantime, are kingdom, or at least similar. Bia is fundamentally different. It's not a kingdom. Rather, what is it? It's an activation. Yes, no, Machlok in 2 days and posts on Daf Beis. Yes, no, maybe Machlok is Rashi and the Rambam as to how to say, how, you know, the Amira that's needed for Bia. I don't think that's a Ma'ati. Maybe it's a Lechem Chila. Besides, it's Machlok is Rashi and the Rambam at Amira, which may or may not be a fundamental Machlok. Are there any halachic differences, are there any nafkaminas as to whether or not Bia is independent from Kesef and Shtar, or whether it's the exact same thing?
Now, how many halachic is the exact same thing now?
Oh, Tosfos on that base called for the kinyan. Tosfos on the Rambam who has a very similar lashon. Maybe the Maskana of the Yerushalmi is not like Rav Gershom learned. Maybe the Maskana of the Yerushalmi is going to be parallel tracks. They all accomplish the exact same thing. Maybe Bia is half a kinyan, a unique form of kinyan, but not so crazy to exist to explain. For example, how do you be konek karka? There's 3 ways to be konek karka. What are they? Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. How are you Kona and Isha? Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. What's very similar about that? Kesef and Shtar. Maybe a Chazaka on an Isha is Bia. What's an act of violence that shows you are being Kona her? Bia. The truth is, Chazaka is not a question, it's an act of violence. And I hope exactly how exactly do Kenyan Chazaka and Karka. It's a worthwhile topic to discuss, not for right now. Are you building a wall, are you locking the door, is it showing violence, is it making, okay, however Chazaka works, but maybe one can argue that there is no parallel to Chazaka for Isha, except for Bia, but it is half a kingdom.
At the end of the day, it comes down to that base and vindicates them in the team. Are there any halachic differences between these two ways of understanding Bia? So number one, again, we mentioned the Rashi and the Rambam, what Amira do you need to say? Number two, may even be, do you need an Amira at all? If you look at the Tosefta, Aleph Aleph and Maseches Kedushin, the Tosefta talks about Kesef, you have to give her money, and do an Amira. Shtar, you read a Shtar that has the new on it. The Tosefta doesn't mention Amira at all by Bia. One may say that Lav Dafka, don't be such a daitan, Rabbi Horan, it's not such a good deal. At the end of the day, it mentioned it for Kesef, the stomach, it applies all the way through. The truth is, I don't think the Gemara ever mentions Amira or Bia at all in the first place. I think it's just assumed. The Gemara mentions in the context of Kesef, and the stomach carried it through. So maybe one can take exactly what the Tosef, but maybe one can argue, no, that Bia does not require Amira. All you need is a Bia itself. Why would Kesef and Shtar mandate a Bia? Sorry, that's not true. Why would Kesef and Shtar mandate an Amira and Bia not require an Amira? What would be the difference? Maybe Gufau or Shaila? If Bia is a Kinyan like everything else, apparently the Kinyanim need Amiras. Alternatively, one could suggest no. Bia is not an Kinyan, it's an independent act of Ishus, and therefore it doesn't require Amira. Maybe that's moving the Nafkamina. Rashi believes an Amira is needed. The Rambam believes an Amira is needed. Maybe the Tosef doesn't even need an Amira at all. Or maybe it doesn't even need an Amira, but it's reflective of a different type of Amira. And that's, again, Mashiach from Rashi. Because Rashi doesn't say, Hariyam Kudesh, Rashi says, his catch is the Bia too. You know what that means? Lechor, that means, allow my Ishus to be imposed upon you. His catch should leave the Bia too. Allow the Ishus to exist, the Biazil. It's not Hariyat Mikudeshously. It's a different formulation. It's not that you're a Mikudeshus to me with something. It's allow my Ishus to reach out and become imposed upon you. Imposed is too strong for it. It's a lighter word, but same thing. Yeah. Not bad. Not great. Not bad. Okay, we can't forget it. Rabbi Parnas used to say the biggest lamed in the world is a dictionary. After language to find the stars of Apple and connect. Part of my the paper bank speaking there. He would be disappointed. Let my Ishus be imposed upon you. Let it, you know, naturally work its way and cover me. As opposed to, let me do this action. How you have to judiciously, but Kesef too. Right? That sounds like the mice and cats is a kid. And that should trigger confusion. You have to say, allow my Ishus to. It could be. And anyway, therefore, whether or not an Amira is needed, A, or B, how the Amira is articulated, those may be not gemenas as to whether or not Bia is a Maisekini or a Maisekishas. Now, it's a little bit tricky because it's not; those are not glot nafkaminas. Why are those not perfect nafkaminas? Last nafkaminas are going to be Bishma. But this is not a glot nafkamina, why not? Probably do need them here by condition. That's what we're going to do. Something. Okay. I was going to, you're right, but just you're dancing around it. This machlokis may not depend upon the nature of Bia, but may depend on the nature of Amira. Is Amira always needed, or it's only needed when it can be confusing? For example, we pointed out earlier on, does a shtar need Amira? So that's just a Rashi on this versus Rashi on the Rik. Maybe a shtar needs Amira, because Amira is always necessary. And maybe one can argue, no, if it says it in the shtar, the Amir is no longer needed. Why? Because the goal of an Amir is not intrinsically part of the kinyan, but it's not intrinsically part of the kedushin. It's an external element that's megala what's going on. It's just a way of showing everyone, I'm not paying back a halva. I'm not buying land. Therefore, when you give an isha to kesef, a shav kesef, I'm not giving you a matana. It could be misunderstood as a matana. So therefore, what does the Amira do? It clarifies what's going on. But by a shtar, it might not be necessary. Why might not it be necessary? Why might it, because it says it in the shtar? Maybe even Bia, one can argue as well. Bia is much less confusing. If you're sleeping with a woman, there's a good chance you're marrying her. Less so than giving a woman money. It's not a glatz svara. It's truer by shtar than it would be. If it's clear to see this svara by shtar than it would be by Bia. Maybe what can I do as well? And only catching things in the mirror because it's confusing. Shtar is not that confusing because it's fiscally clear stated in the Shtar. And B is a self-explanatory act. Araya, I have, most people, I shouldn't tell myself, most people have given a lot of women money. Most men, I assume, have not slept with a lot of women. Because sleeping with a woman is an act of ishus. It's an intimate act between you and your wife. At least once upon a time, it is, like Gemara was and should be. But kesef is an act of you publicly. It's a confusing act. So maybe the amira, the amira nafamina, it's not machlokis, if an amira is needed or not, might not necessarily be a great nafamina, because it may depend upon the amira. For sure, that would be a second way of learning whether or not an amira is needed. If you assume that an amira is needed, but how to articulate it, the machlokis Rashi and the Rambam, that might be a better nafkamina to our hakira. In other words, the machlokis at Tosefta, or potentially the Tosefta versus our Mishnah, let's just say, as to whether our Gemara or whoever it is, the shaila as to whether or not an amira is even needed by Bia may depend upon the nature of Bia, may depend upon the nature of amira. However, if everyone agrees that amira is needed, the question is how should it be articulated, the machlokis Rashi and the Rambam, that's more likely to be a machlokis about the nature of Bia. Two more quick nafkaminas, which I think really drive it home. Can a katan be mekadesh an isha? Pashtus, no. Pashtus, no. Yet there are sugyas that indicate potentially that a katan is mekadesh. If it does have a wife, can it come be megarish? The sugyas that can be megarish. The question, how can it come be mekadesh? There's an interesting sheet of Rashi, quoted by the Sheikh of the Tibetans in the Tzachas of Sukkot, and I am Gimel or I am Dal, I don't remember. Rashi, quoted by the Sheikh of the Tibetans in the Tzachas of Sukkot, writes that if a katan is 9 years old, then he can perform bia. If he's less than 9, he can't do bia's kedushin. He can never do shtar kedushin. He can never do kesef kedushin. He can sometimes do bia, only if he's age 9 and above. Only if he's begil and patient. Who says that? Rashi. The Sheikh of the Tibetans in Sukkot quotes Rashi to say so. I thought it was somewhat surprising. And the question one should ask is what? What's the difference between kesef and shtar versus bia? Why can a katan not be mekadesh with kesef and shtar? It can be with bia. And why dafka age 9? What's the paradelli? Carter, katanim can't trigger real halachic kinyanim potential. Kinyanim of kedusha, for sure, katan can't do. However, you know what you can answer about Bia? Bia is not a Kenyan. Why then do you need age 9? The answer is because. Exactly. Many sugyas indicate that age 9, Begil Tesha, a cotton is halachically royal of Bia. He's Begil Bia. His Bia is halachic Bia. Halacha doesn't recognize a 5-year-old man's boy's Bia, a 7-year-old boy's Bia, or an 8-year-old boy's Bia. Bia is only halachic Bia when he's age 9. Therefore, maybe the svara is, Bia is different, Bia is a maisa isha. A maisa isha doesn't depend upon the age of the person in terms of bar mitzvah or not bar mitzvah. It depends upon whether or not he can do a halachic maisa, Bia or not. Similarly, the Yerushalmi is unbelievable. The Yerushalmi writes that a cheresh cannot do kesef, cannot be mekadesh an isha with kesef, cannot be mekadesh an isha with shtar, but mekadesh an isha with bia. Why not? Because kinyane kesef and kinyane shtar require das. Bia is not a das oriented thing. Bia is not a maisa kinyan. You know what it is? It's a maisa isha. All one would need to do to create bia's kedushin is the raw maisa bia. And therefore, this Rashi, this Yerushalmi, and Rashi is really Shittasa all the way through, but you see from Yerushalmi, you see from Rashi, these are the clearest naphtaminas, save them for last, these are the clearest Shittas that show that Bia does not reflect, it's not similar to it, it doesn't mimic the other mechanisms of Minyanim, it's fundamentally different. Other Rishonim would disagree with the Yerushalmi. I think the Babu disagrees with Yerushalmi. Who disagree with the Drash would say one of two things. Either they would say, like Kosher says, and that is one of the days over there, Bia is a Kenyan just like everything else. Alternatively, they could suggest that Bia is different. However, it's not different to the point that a Kohen can do it. But essentially, the Shittah Mevetz, according to Rashi, or for that matter, the Yerushalmi, they have two assumptions there. Number one is that B is fundamentally different from Gek and Shtar. That's the concept, that's the Yisod. That's the fundamental idea that they're introducing. And number two is they apply that, the application, they use that Yisod, the Yisod, they use this Yisod to say, not only is this true, but it's true to the point that what? That Katan from the age 9, potentially even a Cheresh, might be able to be the Kaddish and Isha, even though they couldn't use Kesef or Shtar. Okay?